Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Christophe Jouberty from Chateau Loire. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very good indeed. We're sitting in your lovely vineyard in Cahors.
Yeah.
And I've got a glass of white Malbec in front of me.
Yeah, you have the paradox. So the paradox of Malbec is the first white Malbec in the area.
Yeah. And
I think we are one of the major producers in the world.
Yep.
Since among to my research, I saw that only 700 hectolitres are sold in the world. Yep. And we produce here 300 hectolitres.
Oh, okay. What we can do, we're going to talk about this in a minute, but do you want to tell me just a little bit about yourself and Chateau Loire? What do you do at Chateau Loire?
My job is the export sales, so I'm trying to find some foreign buyers.
Yeah.
And actually, we work a little bit with the Eastern Europe markets, such as Russia or Lithuania. And maybe we will be soon in UK.
Maybe. You know, the wine's not available at the moment in the UK.
Actually, no. But the tourists from UK who came in visit us in our domain love this kind of wine. It's very similar to a Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm.
And they love this kind of wine.
So we're going to talk about the Paradox, which is your white Malbec. Before we do that, we just had a nice drive around the vineyard. And do you want to just describe where in Cahors we are?
Where we produce this wine?
Yeah,
we are in the hillside of Florissas. So it is one of the most ancestral area of the Malbec.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have the wide variety in terms of soil. We have the, as you see, the limestone and the clay, red clay with iron concentration.
Yeah, it looked like it was like the Australian Terra Rossa soils, you know, those really quite bright orangey red colors.
Yeah. So for us, we are in the we pertain to the category of the wine from the coast.
And the coast means?
In the high side.
Yep.
You have the two major category of wine. You have the wine from the valley and the wine from the high side. And we pertain to the wine of the coast.
Yep.
So that means you have the more complexity and minerality in the wine.
Minerality, yeah, because the white, the cost is limestone, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's loads of limestone out there when we were wandering around. Yeah, I almost tripped up over it.
Very hard limestone, and with the Jurassic limestone coming from the Jurassic area.
Yeah, so this area must have been underwater a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because limestone forms... It's not chalk, is it? It's limestone.
It's limestone, yeah.
Yeah, because chalk forms from... dead shells, you know, like small creatures dying, but limestone is often old coral and things like that.
Yeah.
The soils, you mentioned a Terra Rossa as well. Where did those soils come from? Because the limestone must have been here first, was it?
The limestone is the first, yeah. And the iron, when the river disappear in this area, they bring some minerals. They bring iron and that's why you have more concentration, because we are on the top of the ice side of Florissas, so you can see only on this site this kind of iron.
Yeah, and what do you think? We're going to test the wine in a minute, but what do you think iron does to the wine? Because I know what limestone does.
For the white Malbec, I think the limestone could bring some minerality of the, so we are looking for a new kind of white wine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be similar as a Chardonnay or Viognier. This is a new white wine, floral flavors, a concentration of minerality, maybe more acid.
Yeah, fresher.
Fresher.
Yeah, you often get that with limestone. Limestone tends to make the wines sparkle, if you like. Well, not sparkle, but zing.
Maybe later.
Maybe we'll make it sparkling wine.
Yeah.
Sparkling Malbec. Fabulous. And tell me about Chateau Loire. How long has the Chateau been going for? What's its history?
So actually, the sixth generation. The story starts in 1881. Later, we meet some crisis here with the phylloxera illness. And later, the story began one more time with the grandfather of the actual owner, Mr. Ludovic and Patrick. So at the end of the Chatelot, you have the three person. It's a trio formed by Patrick for the culture and the vinification.
Yep.
You have the Ludovic for all the local distribution. Mm-hmm. Cedric, it was for the head of the commercial sales.
So Cedric's your boss.
More the boss, but actually, Cedric is absent for the job because he gets a dramatic accident. So Ludovic replaces.
Let's look at this the Paradox Malbec, which is your Blanc de Noir. You call it a Blanc de Noir,
yeah,
which means white from red.
We make white wine from red grape.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you all the secret, but I will explain you in order to you understand the way we can produce a white wine. So Mr. Loeb set a process during the harvest in order to separate quickly the skin from the grape.
Yep.
As you know, the Malbec is a black grape, but
yeah,
it's only the skin.
Yep.
The juice is white.
Yep.
So later, the vinification process is quite simple. It's like a classic white wine. But we would like to work in low temperature maceration in order to avoid the utilization of the using of sulfite.
Oh, yeah, you want to minimize your sulfites. One of the problems you get with it, and you see it in some, like Provence, where they make a rosé, even though they bring the grapes in, you will get some skin contact, and you do. You know, if you go to Provence, you see those very salmon-coloured wines, and
yeah,
and that they harvest the grapes, they bring them in, they crush them, and separate them very, very quickly. But you still get some colour coming in.
No, because the process is set on the harvest machine in Châtelot. The colour is very clear, as you can see.
How do you do that? Sorry.
Is during the harvest, there is a process where we separate the skin from the juice.
And do you do that by, how do you do that? Is it hand harvest or machine harvest?
It's a machine.
Machine harvest?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because the machine grabs the grapes, goes, shakes the heck out of it. You rip the grapes off, and then you've got the juice immediately in contact with the skins.
No, in our machine, it doesn't happen like this.
How does your machine work?
The fact is we pressure the directly on the vineyard during the harvest in order to get that clear. So it's a kind of filter.
Filter. Can you explain? So you get the grapes from machine harvest, so you've got single grapes.
Yeah.
And do you press them straight away, or where do you press the juice?
They press on the machine.
On the machine that's harvesting it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You get the grapes, and they're pressed on the machine, and that's why there's no skin contact.
Yeah.
Okay, because in Champagne, where they make a Blanc de Noir, they use hand-harvested grapes, because that way the skin, the grapes are whole, so there's no skin contact.
Okay.
And then when they get them into the winery, they then press them, so there's no real skin contact. But you're actually machine harvesting and pressing on the machine.
Yeah.
Is that a custom-built piece of machinery?
Yeah.
Is it around here? Can I see the machine later on?
I don't know if you are allowed to see it.
too secret.
Maybe you will have they will put the labelize on the machine, so later maybe you will be allowed, but even me, I'm not allowed.
Really?
I don't know, maybe tomorrow if some other neighbors, winemaker, hire me and I bring us the
technology. So the key thing is, though, as you harvest, you press the grapes as you harvest.
Yeah.
So by the time you've finished harvesting, you've got a tank full of juice ready to go. Okay, and then you've got the grape skins in one tank, if you like, or one bin, and then you've got the juice.
The juice, yeah.
In another tin. And do you chill the juice as you go? Is it kept cool, or is it just...
Yeah, because the harvest is during the night.
Oh, you do? You harvest at night, yeah?
Yeah. So the process, we put directly the juice in low temperature stainless steel tanks. We stay only on low temperature.
Okay. Yeah. And then you bring the juice into the winery.
Yeah.
And then you go through a normal alcoholic fermentation in the winery. Yeah.
But here we don't make the malolactic fermentation, because we want to keep the freshness of this kind of wine.
Of the wine, yeah. Now you can taste that. Let's have a quick description of the wine.
Yeah.
So it's water clear, isn't it? I thought you'd brought me a glass of water over, actually. There's a little bit of colour, but I was going, oh, great, some water, fabulous.
But if you want some water, we can bring you a...
No, I prefer wine.
Yeah. The noise is very expressive, very floral.
Yeah. There's a little bit of fennel or aniseed in the nose. Yeah, it's floral.
Floral, the white flowers.
Yeah, it's a wee bit like, it smells to me a wee bit like a Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon type blend. Yeah, yeah. Not pure Sauvignon Blanc, but a little bit of that richness.
More closer to a Sauvignon than a Chardonnay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not a Chardonnay in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the mouth? Maybe a bit of sort of quite lean stone fruit on the mouth, perhaps peach or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. The peach, nectarine, and...
Yeah, okay. And then, and as you say, quite fresh, so no malolactic fermentation to back the acid off.
This kind of wine is perfect to match with some cheese or an aperitif.
I would have thought, because it is quite, not light, but it's quite fresh.
Yeah.
I would have thought you could have had seafood with it anything like that.
But it's easy to drink. You can drink it in an aperitif.
Yeah, it's still 12% alcohol, so you got to be careful. Okay. Where do you sell this wine?
So actually, we sell this one. Most of our sellers are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have two importers of this wine. And we're starting with the Russian market.
Russian, yep.
Yeah. And we are establishing the distribution very local. Mm-hmm. We are in supermarkets too.
So in America supermarkets?
No, here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we sell a lot in with the tourists from UK.
Yeah.
They come here and they try our wine firstly in supermarket. Later they come here and they bring some three, four cases. So for us, some winemakers are not agree with them to be represented in supermarket, but for us it could be bring some sales because the tourists buy and try this wine, and later they come to visit us.
Do you find that the wine itself, because I noticed on the it's not technically an appellation control like a horse, it's from Cahors, it's a Malbec.
Yeah,
but you've got an IGP on the back, so...
In Chaos, you are allowed to use Chaos only for the red wine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a wine from a Malbec, but the only issue is IGP, Côte du Lot.
Yeah, Malbec must be red if it's appellation controlled. Oh, how much do you sell it for, just out of curiosity?
$5.50.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite a good price. €5.50.
Yeah.
No, that's not a bad price. We were driving around beforehand. We saw a load of different unusual grape varieties as well, because Cahors you always think of as Malbec.
Yeah.
What other grape varieties you?
We have Chardonnay, Viognier, because you know the limestone. When you have a good soil for the red grape, like the limestone you can find here. You know, it's a perfect soil for the white grape too. Mm. So we want to develop other kind of grapes, such as the Syrah and the Chardonnay Viognier. We also plant a new Malbec plots.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your impression?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I think the wine's nice. It's not really big or heavy.
No.
It's quite subtle. It's nicely made. It's good balance on the wine. Yeah, I think as an aperitif or with seafood is where I'd probably be having it. I think it's yeah it's nice and nice and cold as well. Lovely. So
I didn't say, but the family law worked for 6 years in order to make this wine.
6 years.
Yeah, in order to make the process. And last year we made the first cuvée. And the first vintage, the second one is better. So I mean, it will be better and better.
Yeah.
And the next project, it will be, like I said you previously, it was certainly the sparkling from Malbec.
You're going to have a crack at sparkling Malbec. Lovely. I that'll be quite interesting as well. Because you've got the acidity in the wine there, so it's not hugely expressive, so the autolic flavors will come through.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's brilliant. So I think for me, just to summarize, I think the idea is that because you're doing you can machine harvest.
Yeah.
So you're not hand harvesting. You know, in a traditional white wine from red grapes, you'd normally do hand harvesting, but that's quite expensive. So you're doing machine harvesting and with a little bit of technology, you're being able to press while you're harvesting, which means that the wine can be produced at a reasonable price at €5.50. And it makes quite a nice fresh wine.
Fresh wine, yeah.
Cheers very much, Christophe.
Cheers.